Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about chaos. And if you're anything like me, you've got a certain amount of chaos in your life and that there's an everyday reality that you have to work your way through day in, day out. So this week we're looking at some tips to navigate the chaotic waters and hopefully get a bit of smooth sailing happening. My first tip would be to as much as possible, before any chaotic situation arises, have a good stress management and a good problem-solving routine. The ability to have a structure and a routine that actually allows us to remain resilient against the difficulties that we experience, that actually gives us the tools and the abilities and the wellness that we need to be able to navigate the chaotic waters. And if we've got a pre-existing routine, when we go through difficulties, if we can stick to that routine as much as possible, that can provide a structure that can just help us through some of the difficulties. My second tip would be to simplify, and this is another thing that we can be doing before things get too chaotic. I actually start to consider that the necessity of any planned activity, behavior, or action that we're going to do. One of the best ways to do this might actually be to see stress as an investment. Everything that we do in our world is likely to produce a certain amount of stress, and that stress may be an investment in the activity. It's really important to consider what the payoff, the dividend for that investment would be. Consider, why is this activity actually important for me? What's the benefit? What's the payoff? And then obviously minimize and avoid anything where those two factors, the amount of stress and the payoff, are too far out of whack, and where possible, avoid as much stress and difficulty as possible. And taking that step a little bit further, my third tip is to actually consider creating a stress index and consider the stressful situations that you have currently in your life, and also to kind of try and rate the potential stress of any future activities and actually evaluate it with stress in mind and actually consider a stress quota and consider some of the things that help you deal with stress and how you're actually able to keep your stress quota manageable. And then you might be able to be more empowered in managing stress and predicting the type of issues that you're going to have to deal with whenever you take on a new activity. My last couple of tips are for when we're in the middle of the storm, when we've got current chaos. We're no longer preventing it, we're just dealing with it. The first thing is to actually make a list, to set down to, regardless of how up against it and stressed we are, to actually take the 10 or 15 minutes with a cup of coffee to sit in the sun and actually make a list and consider the sources of distress. Consider the tasks that are mounting up. Consider the things that need to be done. Consider the things that are in the game of Tetris of life. Prioritize that list, either by most important, the things that need to be done first or that are the most important to be completed, alternatively, the most easy to achieve. So the simplest, the things that you can tick off that list as quick as possible. My third tip is to actually, if possible, share. So vent, release some steam with someone, talk it through with someone. Whenever we experience high levels of stress, it starts to impair our brain's ability to solve problems and to function as it maximally can. So sharing with someone or attempting to try and see the situation from a third person's perspective may actually allow you to sidestep some of the difficulty and actually see and reach for the solution and move away from some of that stuckness. So there's a couple of tips this week, and when the butterfly flaps its wings in the Pacific, hopefully you can avoid the chaos in your world this week with Mind Games.